I can't tell you how many times we are anywhere in the vicinity of North Hadley where my wife will mandate, even if it is the most inconvenient route, we route to the North Hadley Sugar Shack so that she can get what she believes to be the best maple ice cream anywhere in the valley. And joining me are Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Shelley and Joe Boisvert from the North Hadley Sugar Shack. Welcome. And first of all, you're famous for maple syrup. So it's February.
It is.
That means sugaring season is either coming or here. So is it coming or is it here? Joe?
It is here. We're just waiting for Mother Nature to warm up a little bit during the day here, and the sap should start flowing. We have several thousand taps in already, and this Saturday is our opening for our traditional New England pancake breakfast that we're going to start serving for this season.
Now, you know, I got to say, braggart, I'm going to have double digits. I'll have 10 taps. I mean, you know.
Phil is a backyard sugarer, for those who don't know, and you guys are professional sugarers, and the season has changed over the years. Like, I used to think of maple sugaring season as March, but now here we are in the middle of February. How much has it changed in the time you've been doing it?
Well, my brother and I have been sugaring in our parents' backyard since we were about 8 and 10 years old. So most of my life we've been sugaring, but the weather is changing, and so we have to be proactive. And if it warms up earlier, we have to be ready to start harvesting that sweet sap so that we can, you know, get profitable yields from the maple trees.
What's the magic temperature that we're, you know, like, we got to be ready when it hits this?
We really like to see low to mid 20s and low to mid 40s during the day with some nice sunshine that really gets the trees active and that sap to start dripping out so we can harvest it.
Again, that's low 20s at night and mid 40s during the day.
And does it screw it up when it's like, it's 55 and beautiful this week and then the next week it's like 30 below? How does that affect things?
That's the trouble we're having with the maple sugaring season. We've been noticing is that, you know, we've been having these swings of fluctuating weather up and down. So we have to be kind of proactive and be ready to get the runs when they come, and then when we freeze up, well, we sit still for a little bit, but the sap will resume and run again as it warms back up.
So, Shelley, can you tell me a little bit about the bourbon maple?
Yes.
Hello.
Bourbon maple. Hello, how are
you? Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, that was a new endeavor for us this past season. We got the bourbon barrels from Berkshire Distillery.
Yes. I'm a fan of their bourbon.
Oh, see. Yeah, awesome. So nice people over there. But we pack our maple syrup in them and let them sit for about 6 months or so, 3 to 6 months. So it just gives a nice little hint of the bourbon at the end of the maple. And we've been selling quite a bit this past season.
Saturday is the opening for pancake season at the North Hadley Sugar Shack. But as of 5 years ago, you have got a new addition to what you're offering as an agribusiness, the market at the North Hadley Sugar Shack. You want to tell me a little bit about that, Shelley?
Yes, that is correct. It's going to be 5 years this March that we opened up the North Hadley Market. We opened it because we felt there was a need to have a place where somebody can come and get a lot of local items all in one spot.
Yeah.
So it's nice because I can co-partner with other farms. You know, there's people that buy our mums, say, in the fall time that I buy things that they make or produce to put in my market. But we have lots of things. We have Boar's Head Deli, a bakery, homemade, you know, we do a lot of homemade treats in there. Meats, we raise our own fresh beef, pork, and chicken. And then we have just a lot of goodies. Jams and jellies, popcorn, sauces, just a lot of different things. Vegetables, of course.
But if I'm caught short and I need something like tin foil,
we have a whole little section of those necessity things that you might be like, ooh, you know, I'm baking and I ran out of flour, ran out of sugar, or need something like tin foil.
You mean ran out of maple syrup?
Of course, yes.
I have to have an emergency maple flavored ice cream run and also need aluminum foil.
That can happen, yes.
Yeah.
Maple soft serve is more seasonal, so we don't have it year round. But this is actually the first year we are going to have it during the sugaring season, which we normally do not.
Nice.
Okay, parental confession here. My son, when he was growing up, we needed to stop when the breakfast opened, and he sometimes got to school late. Okay, I just needed to confess that.
That's a valid excuse.
Well, vacation.
That counts as an excused absence.
Vacation week is coming up next week, and we're open. So, see, you don't have to do that anymore.
So, you're not just open on the weekend, too. That's important.
Every day for breakfast,
yes,
when we open on Saturday until April 14th.
So, hear that, kids? Skip the beginning of school and go get some pancakes and syrup at the North Hadley Sugar Shack with Shelley Boisvert and Joe Boisvert, whose pancake breakfasts start tomorrow until April and whose market is running all year long. Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much.
And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.